When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday begins. Dan just jumped out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru. We got Viggity Viggity Vic Verified Double V in the newsroom. I'm your Wiki Wiki Nikki. And in the traffic this morning, we have DJ Badass Badish. So get your requests in right now for Fly Jams Friday. The phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. Funky R&B. That's what we do on Fridays. Kick off your weekend with some great R&B and some great funky music. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm still choosing Prince as my request for this week. And I could probably choose Prince every Fly Jams Friday for the next year and still not do a proper tribute to him. Prince obviously passed away last week, and it's a massive loss to the world of music, and I was completely annihilated by it. And that's his cover of Creep, Radiohead's song Creep. He did that at Coachella in 2008, I want to say, or 2009. And it's a great performance, a really, really great performance. And Prince actually did cover other people's music, and we've got one more cover that I've requested that Prince did. And then you'll hear a little bit of D'Angelo's tribute to Prince from this past week's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which also features Maya Rudolph on background vocals. He did an extraordinary performance that brought tears to my eyes. He did a performance of Sometimes It Snows in April. So we'll hear a little bit of that. Those are my requests for this week. And if you have a request for Fly Jams Friday, we do it. It's Fly. It's Jams. And you should do that right now and give us a call, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jams. All right, let's hear from Peter. He texted this one in. That's a great cover. Speaking of covers, that's a great cover. Red Hot Chili Peppers covering Stevie Wonder's classic Higher Ground. I actually used that. We used that for the first play that I ever did at the Factory Theater. We closed with that version of Higher Ground at the end of our show. We did Mike Meredith and I did a two-man show called The Angry Show, which was the first show that I ever did at the Factory Theater. And it wasn't good. But we did have that version of Higher Ground to close the show. And that got applause. So, all right. How about this one? Kathleen wanted to hear, the great Al Green. Hey, baby, you didn't go for that. It's a natural fact that I want to come back. You know, every time we play the Reverend Al on Fly Jams Friday, and it's appropriate because he's one of the flyest people that's ever flown and flied in the fly world, I am always filled with regret as I say this every time we play an Al Green song. I had the opportunity to see Al Green in his own church in Memphis, outside of Memphis, preach, and we didn't go. I'm still not sure why we didn't go. We were on our honeymoon. My first wife and I were on our honeymoon. And we went to Memphis and New Orleans, a road trip to Memphis and New Orleans. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And we were in Memphis, and we had the opportunity on a Sunday morning to actually go and watch Al Green at his church preach. And I don't know what we did. I have no idea what we did instead. But it, whatever we did instead wasn't as good as seeing Al Green in life preaching in his church. I blame her. Because I got blamed for everything else in the first marriage. So I'm going to blame her for us not seeing Al Green. Ridiculous.
I like the Al Green version when he's with Chicago.
Well, yeah.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was the best. Hey, by the way, I saw that you put up your old man music.
For today?
Yeah. Do you know, Dan, whose birthday it is today? I just found out when I was looking at Roger's page.
Who's that?
Tommy James. Now,
how about that?
Let me just explain something to you, Roger.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, we did a topic because it was based on something that Vic put up on his Facebook page. He posted 12 of the most impactful albums.
I know. I put 12 up myself.
Yeah. And we did a whole segment on it earlier this week. And the first one on my list was Tommy James and the Shondells' Crimson and Clover.
Come on.
Not kidding.
Look at that.
And I was obsessed with Tommy James when I was like 4. Became absolutely obsessed. He was my favorite.
Right.
And so it's funny that, you know, I didn't know his birthday was today.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that today, and we spent a good portion of the show earlier in the week talking about my love for Tommy James.
And you've read his book, too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, he's the man. I was talking about how I called in one night when he was on with Steve and Johnny, and I was a nervous wreck. He'd been out with Steve and Johnny a few times, and I called in, and I was like, habla, habla. I was Ralph Cramden, man. It was ridiculous. So, anyway, happy birthday to Tommy James. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Well, after a couple weeks ago, I have to earn my Fly Jams cred back, so I'm going back to 1968, and I've got some old man music for DJ Roger, Badass Badish.
Yes.
From the Foundations to get back on my feet again.
Okay. So here's a question I have for you, Bob.
Yes.
Did every song they record sound exactly the same?
No, I know. That obviously was the follow-up to Baby Now That I've Found You.
You think?
It's not only their producers who did that. That was the formula back then.
Absolutely. No, I know. I'm just.
Well, we lost another Paul Williams, Billy Paul.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that earlier this week.
Yeah, there was a Paul Williams in the original Temptations who's gone, too.
Yeah.
It's funny, the only one left is a short white guy with the funny glasses and long hair.
And I love him, man. I love that Paul Williams. He's awesome. Yeah, but Billy Paul, we played on Monday morning when we did our special Monday edition of The Prince.
I heard it.
And so we played Me and Mrs. Jones then. So he was amazing.
Have you ever heard of the Prince William? I forgot his middle name.
Rogers.
Yes.
Prince Rogers
Trio.
Yeah. Yes.
That was his father's trio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. His father was an amazing musician. Prince's father was an unbelievable musician.
Yeah, I looked around for some of his stuff. I can't find any of his stuff.
Well, we'll have to look for it. All right, Bob, I got to run. We got to hit the news. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Yeah. I had never seen this before. It's been unearthed. It's Prince covering All Shook Up by Elvis. And it was from the Montreux Festival, like 2006, I want to say. And I'd never seen it before, but it like showed up on the internet. I lost my mind. Like Prince, like doing a funky cover of All Shook Up by the King. Fantastic, man. Fantastic. If you should watch the whole thing. It's online. It's out there. You know, just go to your YouTubes and type in Prince All Shook Up or Prince Covers Elvis It's the whole thing is great. We only played like 30 seconds of it here on Fly Jams Friday, but really, seriously, phenomenal cover. Hey, speaking of Prince, I want to mention that there is a Prince song in a movie called Risky Business. Dan, did you know that they feature a Prince song in Risky Business?
I think I heard that once.
Yes, they feature the song DMSR. And it is actually during the it's actually during the whole Bill Rutherford from Princeton interview scene, where he says, "Looks like University of Illinois," during the whole interview. Prince is playing during that scene. And I bring this up because I have never, ever been more excited for a film club event, my film club. I do it once a month, first Tuesday of each month. I am incredibly excited about this Tuesday, May 3rd, and my screening of Risky Business. Risky Business is an enormously important film to me in my life, and was my very favorite movie from the moment I saw it till Magnolia kind of stepped into that spot. But I have seen Risky Business millions of times. I have theories as to what the film is really deeply about. I have studied the movie. And I am so excited to present it. It's digitally remastered. It's on the big screen. Chicago has never looked more beautiful in a movie than in Risky Business. It is the breakthrough performance by Tom Cruise. It is a dark and bitter satire and the best movie of the 80s that says more about what that decade was. And the movie came out 3 years into the decade and is more astutely about the 80s than any movie ever made. I was 18 when it came out. It was between high school and college, so I was the same age as the main character. And any of the anxieties and pressures that one has when they're going to college or 18 and trying to think about their future, that's what the film is about. That's exactly what the movie's about. And I'm telling you, I've not been so excited. I have a lot to talk about afterwards. The movie starts at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we'll meet at Bogart's on the second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont and have some dinner. Movie starts at 8. I'll introduce it, and then afterwards we'll have a talk. And I'm very excited about it. Tickets are only $10. Parking is free. You can go to MovieCo.com and get your tickets now. That's MUVICO, MovieCo.com. Pick your seats out, and we'll see you on Tuesday. It's this Tuesday, May 3rd, Risky Business, and I'm very excited about it. And I hope that you guys stay for the talk afterwards because I've got some really interesting stuff, background stuff. We're also, Paul Brickman, the director of the movie, was forced to alter his ending. And we are also going to be showing the original director's cut ending of the film after we show the film in its entirety. So he was kind of forced to change the ending. He wasn't happy about it, but he did change it. And so we're going to show the original director's cut ending as well. So you got to come out. It's only $10. Parking is free. And it's going to be great. Roger, are you going to be there?
Unfortunately, I can't.
Okay.
Because every first Tuesday now of each month, we have our 4th of July meeting. Parade meeting for Skokie.
Oh, okay.
So it conflicts.
Jeez, you guys have 2 months worth of meetings?
They've been doing it for 12 months since the last parade.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow. All right.
But it's going to be a cool parade.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you can't make it. I know you've out to a lot of my film clubs. And I
love
appreciate
coming
that.
Out there.
But everybody come on out. Risky Business, only $10. Parking is free. Get on there right now. It's this Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big one. And I have a lot to say about this movie. I've studied this movie a lot. And I've watched it twice in the last week. And I'm going to watch it one more time before Tuesday, just so I know exactly what I want to say afterwards and the things that I want to point out. Because it's a very, very deep and significant and rich film. And it's about a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on in this movie. It's not just a TNA comedy from the 80s. It's an important film. So come on out. Go to MovieCo.com, MUVICO. Reserve your seats now. Okay, let's go to Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking earlier about Prince cover and Elvis. Well, speaking of Elvis, how about if I could dream?
If I could dream. All right. We're going to do
If I can dream. Of a warmer sun, where hope keeps shining. Oh, everyone, tell me why. Oh, why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much.
Yeah, man. Kevin, you have requested my favorite Elvis song of all time.
Yes, it's mine and my wife's too. So.
It's my favorite Elvis song of all time. His vocal performance on that is better than any song, and he was a great vocalist. The vocals on that song are the best he ever did, and the 68 comeback special was monumental. It was monumental.
Yeah, we've got that one on DVD.
Absolutely.
Too, so.
All right, Kevin. Thanks.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.
Yeah, if I could dream. All right. How about this? Don wanted to hear this one. This is a classic Fly Jam. Manhattan's classic Fly Jam. The definition of a Fly Jam right there. Definition. All right, let's go to the phones. Back to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy.
I didn't hear your tribute to Billy Paul Monday morning, but one of my favorites of his is from his first album on Gamble and Huff's Philly International label, Going East. Mm. It's simply entitled East. And...
Great. All right, let's hear it. Yeah. Now, you know, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, myself included, were only familiar with Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, that was the big hit. You
yeah.
know?
And then I went back and I listened to a lot of his stuff. Man, he was unbelievable, Billy Paul.
Oh yeah, yeah. People. I don't know. I read a book on Philly International that kind of claimed that they kind of sabotaged his career by releasing a follow-up to Me and Mrs. Jones, Am I Black Enough For You? It just wouldn't get played.
Yeah.
A lot of stations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I mean, as we all know, I mean, you know, I've said this many times on the show. Me and Mrs. Jones, one of my favorite songs. I think the best song of the 70s, quite frankly. I absolutely love Me and Mrs. Jones. I adore it. But he's got a lot more stuff out there. You can find it, man. Go online if you're listening right now. If you're not familiar with Billy Paul outside of Me and Mrs. Jones, there's a lot of stuff there. He passed away last week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thanks, you buddy.
Take care, buddy.
Take care, man. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Dino requested this. Yeah, Evelyn Champagne King. Evelyn Champagne King, Love Come Down. Nice request there, Dino. All right, we got a few more here we're going to do. It's Fly Jams Friday, and we're going to get to your requests and more. 312-981-7200.
Sometimes the snow's in April.
D'Angelo earlier this week performing the Prince song, Sometimes It Snows in April, which is maybe the saddest song that Prince ever recorded. And Maya Rudolph was one of the background singers during that performance on Jimmy Fallon earlier this week. And if you want to see it in its entirety, I I highly, highly recommended it. And at one point, D'Angelo can't sing anymore. He just starts, he starts crying, and he misses part of a verse. And it's, it is a beautiful, beautiful performance. And it's one of Prince's most beautiful songs. It's the saddest song he ever recorded. It's one of the most beautiful songs that he ever did. And he, you know, of course, he died in April. So now the song has like this other meaning because it's about a guy who dies in April. And D'Angelo's performance of it is magnificent. And Maya Rudolph does backing vocals on it. And it's just beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it was on The Tonight Show just this past week with Jimmy Fallon. It's out there online. And I highly recommend people check it out. All right. Let's see. Here's Harold on WGN. Hello, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Okay, so they got a commercial going on, and I caught the song and heard the original version of What a Man by Linda Lindell.
Oh, okay. Great song. You know, I bet, Harold, I bet a lot of people didn't know that was a cover.
I didn't know, and I heard it, and I looked it up, and, you know, guess what? It is another Stax record.
Of course it is. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many of these sort of not very well-known R&B songs became well-known in the 90s because people covered them, and that's definitely one of them, no question about it.
Well, the Stones did Harlem Shuffle, and that also was a 60s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. All right, Harold, thanks, man.
Take care.
All right. See you later. There you go. All right. What do we got here? This is Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, Nick. I'm going to add another Stax. Chicago's own Johnny Taylor, Who's Making Love?
Great song. Yeah, Johnny Taylor, man. Roosevelt. That's a great one, man. It's
yep.
That's a great choice. And, I remember I was telling Esmeralda about that song. She had never heard of it before. And I was like, you don't know who's making love to your old lady while you're out making love? Remember that morning, Dan, when we were trying to – I was trying to tell you guys about the song? You thought I was nuts? So, all right. Roosevelt, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200. We got more Fly Jams to play here. And here's Jimmy on WGN. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Recorded 37 years ago this month, Prince's Sexy Dancer.
Yeah. Prince was the man. He was the man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, Jimmy, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You know that Prince, the early Prince stuff had such a distinct sound, like the first album and For You and Controversy and even Dirty Mind. They all sound, they sounded different than anything that was on the radio at that time. And you know, I mean, at that point in the first like five Prince albums, he played every instrument on the album. Like on 1999, everything was played by him. Drums, keyboards, guitars, whatever it was, cello, whatever it was, Prince played it. And he could play like every musical instrument. And if he didn't know how to play it, he'd pick it up 15 minutes later. He was a maestro. But the story we were telling Dan last week about how Stevie Nicks recorded Stand Back and wrote it because of Prince, called him up. He was there 15 minutes later, and he laid down those keyboards. All the synthesizer stuff on that song, that's all Prince, one take. Unbelievable, man. He was unbelievable. He was amazing, man. God, oh, man. All right, here we go. Here's one. The 630 area code requests this one. Let's dedicate this one to Roger's dog.
Well, I got your right aside.
Now, people are probably wondering, DJ Badass Baddish, why would we dedicate that to your dog?
Because my dog's name is Rufus.
That's right.
Thank you.
His full name, Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan?
No.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
yeah, he breaks out in song.
Full name
time.
Is Rufus. This is my dog, Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. I do also want to mention every time we've played this one before, because it's a fly jam. It's been played before. And I always love to mention that that's the song that they play at the UC when a goal is being contested on behalf of the Hawks. So if they're wondering if a Hawks goal is good or not, they play Tell Me Something Good, because that's a little subliminal message to the refs to say good goal.
Right.
So.
And wasn't Chaka Khan from Chicago?
Yes, Chaka Khan is from Chicago. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, you know what? We got to find out what's going to happen on the opening bell, which is happening in like 3 minutes. And here's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Good morning. How's everybody going?
Good.
Looks like I'm missing the party in there.
Every Friday, it's a party, man.
Looks like you guys are having a lot of fun.